Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, and wellness tips. Before we get into today's podcast, I just want to remind you that if you are ready to get started on your own journey towards fitness, nutrition, and wellness, as well as becoming a coach, please visit www.fitchicksacademy.com, where you can learn more about our upcoming fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic nutrition health coaching certification. Now on to today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson, and on today's podcast, we are going to be talking about how to instantly feel better. I'm going to be sharing with you 10 ways to start to make you instantly feel better, as well as these are things that you can help to use to help decrease stress for the long term. Stress is one of the most under-discussed areas of health and weight loss, I think, when it comes to coaching. So whether you're listening to coach yourself or you're listening because you coach others, we have to really start to understand how to put in a self-care plan for our clients. Because we can be working out all the time and we can be eating healthy. And if we're not acknowledging this piece of it, it's really like we're running this uphill battle, like trying to push a boulder uphill. It's going to feel so hard. And this is because of our hormones. Okay. So I'm going to be sharing with you 10 ways to instantly feel better and decrease stress for weight loss on today's podcast. But let's start off with talking about why this is so important and how this is all going to work. So essentially, when we are really stressed out, our main stress hormone that is released is cortisol. This is the long-term stress hormone. So this is basically cortisol is elevated for longer periods of time when we're in prolonged states of stress. And it's associated with our body's fight or flight response. So our fight or flight response is part of our sympathetic nervous system. So this part of our nervous system gets triggered when we think that we are being attacked, when we think that we have to preserve ourselves. So what we do is go into that fight or flight response. Either we're going to try to fight against this to get it away from us, or we're going to, you know, get the heck out of dodge and run away to get away from the tiger that could potentially be eating us. Now, the thing is, in today's society, we are not typically being attacked by tigers that we need to fight off or run away. We're stressed out by so many different things like finances, work, relationships, you know, social media comparison, all of these things that our body is very primitive and still sees as threats to us. So when we feel like we are, when that fight or flight response is happening, or when we're being triggered, the hormone cortisol is released. And when this hormone is released for long periods of time, our body, like I was saying, goes into this self-preservation mode. And part of that is that it slows down all of our processes, including fat burning, because our body thinks, okay, we got to hold on to everything we've got right now to preserve for the long term. So, which is why if you or your clients, you know, they might be doing all of the things to get to their weight loss goals, get to their health goals, but the needle is not being pushed. Many times, I always say, let's look at the stress levels. Typically, we have a self-care plan from the beginning, but it could be a season that other things are going on. Now, women are extremely sensitive to cortisol, especially when they get to the stage of perimenopause and menopause. It's very important that we keep our stress levels under control. So when we're looking at how do we start to instantly feel better, it really is about activating and really tapping into our feel-good hormones, okay? So there are four main feel-good hormones. There's endorphins. We hear about endorphins a lot, of course, during exercise. They get released during exercise. There is dopamine, which is part of our reward center. So typically when we eat something that is, you know, high in sugar, our dopamine receptors are like ding, 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 which is why a lot of these foods and food-like products and things like gambling and drugs and all of these things are very addictive, because they light up those dopamine centers, which makes us feel good and we want to feel good. But of course, there's natural ways to do that too. We're not going to dive into that in today's podcast, but we'll talk about it in a future one. So there's endorphins, dopamine, which is our reward center, and serotonin, which really helps to keep our moods elevated and keeps us feeling more positive and things like that. Now, oxytocin is the fourth one. And oxytocin and cortisol have this really interesting relationship because cortisol does not love oxytocin, even though oxytocin is the love hormone. It is the bonding hormone. It is the hormone that helps reduce the impact of stress the most. Now, oxytocin, if you've heard of it before, it is released at its very, very high levels when you're about to have a baby. Also, it's the hormone that brings on lactation. So, you know, when your milk comes in and things like that. So if you've had a child, you might be able to relate thinking back like, oh, okay, I definitely can see how this could be the love hormone or this could be the bonding hormone. Now, the thing that's great is we all have oxytocin and we can all tap into it when we want to by doing certain things, which is what we're going to talk about today. Now, most of us are not doing these things. So when our stress hormone, cortisol, is really high and it's high for prolonged periods of time and we're not balancing out by bringing oxytocin into the picture, then we're getting that hit by all of those high stress levels, which includes typically hindering our weight loss, elevated levels of body fat, especially around the belly. That's where cortisol fat likes to go, hormonal fat. As well as it causes us to want to overeat. Our blood sugar gets completely out of balance and all of these things. So if we can start to include some more oxytocin, some things that start to promote oxytocin release, then what we're going to do is we're going to have this natural kind of balancing act with the cortisol. So even when we do go into seasons of stress, we balance it out with this good hit of oxytocin, which actually activates our other nervous system, which is our parasympathetic nervous system. So we've got our fight or flight, which is our sympathetic. Then we've got our parasympathetic, which is our rest and digest. So when we are doing the things we're going to talk about today, putting in the self-care plan, which promotes oxytocin, then we're going to help to promote that state of relaxation, of healing, of calmness, of when our body starts to rejuvenate itself, when it digests its food, when all of the good things happen that really promote our health and our weight loss. So there's been a lot of emerging research too that suggests that increased oxytocin levels can lead to reduced food intake. So a lot of times, right, when we have high stress levels, we are craving high carbohydrate food. Reason being is that high carbohydrate food gives us a quick hit of energy because our body can break it down the quickest. So going back to the fight or flight, if we think this tiger is going to be coming to attack us, well, yeah, I need a hit of energy to get the heck out of there or to fight this tiger off, right? But in today's society, we're having that elevated cortisol, which is then causing us to crave this higher carbohydrate foods, which is typically the highly processed, refined foods that have a lot of sugar, that don't have a lot of fiber, that are very processed. And again, just give us that quick hit of glucose, which is going to give us energy. So these studies have shown that when we're doing things that increase oxytocin and we are having these great hits of oxytocin, is that we're not going for those snacky, highly carbohydrate rich foods. We're also having less cravings for higher calorie foods just in general. And again, this of course helps support our weight loss efforts. The other things too is our fat cells actually have oxytocin receptors on them. So that means that it's tied into influencing our metabolism as well as our calorie burn. So really, really, really great stuff when we focus on putting in a self-care routine that will promote oxytocin. Now, how do we just do this so that simply we're getting the benefits without having to stress, am I doing oxytocin promoting activities? Am I not? Thinking about these things in a different way can really help you to start to implement them. And this is one thing I found with coaching is that different people resonate to different things, right? So some of your clients, or maybe you listening right now, will be thinking, oh yeah, I totally, you know, I'm actually going to try these things out because I want to reduce my stress levels. And this makes sense to me. I want to do some oxytocin promoting activities, right? Whereas other people, they might resonate with, oh, this is something that's going to help me to lose weight. Or other people might resonate with, oh, this is something that's going to help me feel better because I feel really low energy and negative all the time. So it's just another way too of helping your clients be able to know why these things are important and find the things that resonate for them. Okay. So I'm going to share with you 10 ways to instantly feel better, get that oxytocin production going, and decrease stress for weight loss. So the first thing is physical touch. Physical touch promotes oxytocin. One of the highest ways to promote oxytocin is by physical touch. Hugs, kisses. And that doesn't mean necessarily with people. It can be with animals. It can be with trees if you love trees. It's the feeling of touching other things and having that bonding that comes along with touching things that you love. So again, if you have family or friends that are close by to you, try to implement some more hugs, some more hand holding, some more kisses. If you have animals, animals are wonderful, wonderful ways to help to reduce stress. Not only are they just fabulous companions, but having an animal has proven to decrease stress levels immensely. So if you don't have people in your life, but you have fur babies or birds that you can have, you know, sit on your hands, anything that you can touch that will promote that feeling of love and bonding will give you a great hit of oxytocin. The second thing is nature walks. So there is, again, a lot of emerging research around not just activity, but nature activity specifically to really help with overall health, with weight loss, as well as with reducing stress and promoting those feel good, all four of those feel good chemicals, but specifically oxytocin. Now, the research is still out, but there has been a lot of talk in different circles that I'm in around the idea of Mother Nature and just us reconnecting to the simplicity of life. Not only that, because the oxygen in nature, when you're out in the forest or, you know, by the beach, places where you're going to be around a lot of greenery and plants even, it just helps to promote good, clean air. So there is, and as well as the sounds, that's another thing that helps to promote relaxation as well as oxytocin release. You know, again, if you're at the beach, the sounds of the waves, the sounds of the trees rustling, just try it even and recommend this for your clients. Instead of going to the gym, if they can, to go for their walk on the treadmill, could they get outside? Are there any trails by them and see if there is a difference in their levels of stress? Not just, of course, in the calorie burn, even if the calorie burn is the same, but if they feel any different. But getting out into nature can make you feel better instantly. And again, really help you promote oxytocin production for the long term. The third one is practicing gratitude. Now, I heard something today that I thought was very interesting. So it was a post that was on TikTok, and it was saying that about the term glimmer. And I absolutely love this. So it was saying how, you know, we talk so much about things that trigger us. And when we talk about being triggered, triggered goes back to the fight or flight response. Okay. So there is actually two more responses in the Fs. There's fight, flight, fawn, and freeze. So when many of us have our sympathetic nervous system triggered, we have a response of one of those four things. Now, the main one is fight or flight that we talk about, but some of us freeze or we go into fawn, which is essentially trying to people please. So those two are a little bit newer. But basically, when we're triggered, we have a response that is one of those four quadrants. And we talk a lot about, oh, I was triggered, or understanding our own triggers. Oh, that made me feel terrible. But what we're not focusing on is this other thing that this TikTok post was talking about, which is glimmers. So glimmers are these tiny moments where you feel really happy. And I love this because, again, we focus a lot on the negative. It's only because it's the way we're naturally programmed. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. Our brain is there to make sure we survive, not thrive. So we have to actively direct it to focus on the things we want it to focus on. And glimmers are these ideas of focusing on those micro moments where you're like, oh, that coffee tasted amazing. Oh, that hug felt so good from my son. Oh, that extra, like I walked today and I just saw the most beautiful sunset. Focusing on those tiny glimmers of happiness can produce so much benefit because we're retraining our brain to look for the positive things, which is what practicing gratitude really is too. It's bringing those glimmers into your daily practice. So, you know, it's not just saying, oh, I'm grateful for my health. It's looking at all of those micro moments as well that you can say, hey, like, this is so beautiful and wonderful. And I'm so grateful for my coffee, for that hug, for the smell of the beach as I walk down it, all those little things, right? And then what we do is as we're retraining our brain, it starts to naturally produce more of these feel-good hormones because we're becoming a more positive thinking person. So that's number three. And I love those glimmers over triggers. So the fourth one, of course, is something that we talk about a lot at Fit Chicks Academy, and that is exercise. Exercise is one of the best ways to produce oxytocin. So you can do anything, whether it be yoga, swimming, like the nature walks I said before, strength training, dancing, all of these things promote oxytocin. They tap into our parasympathetic. Now, if you again are highly stressed out and have a lot of cortisol pumping and you need something to make you feel better instantly, usually the lower impact, the lower intensity exercises are the ones that you would start with. So things like yoga and swimming, Pilates, stretching, walking is really great. We don't want to be putting a ton more stress on the body if we're extremely stressed out, but this is a really great way to start to balance that out. Now, the fifth thing is nutrient-rich foods. Now, specifically certain foods. So when it comes to oxytocin, there are certain foods, of course, we want to be focusing on real whole foods, but there are certain foods that contain nutrients that really help to increase oxytocin production. Because of course, all of our hormones are produced. They all have different precursors and backbones, and they need to be nourished properly, right? Or we don't produce the hormones in the correct amounts, or they don't function the way they need to function. So one of the nutrients that's really important in increasing oxytocin production is vitamin D. Because vitamin D, so there's the love hormone, which is oxytocin, and vitamin D is often called the happy vitamin. And this is because there is a lot of research shown between, you know, depression, not feeling good, low levels of depression, even high levels of depression. It has been seen that low vitamin D levels show up in a lot of people who have depression. So that's why as well, nature walks are so great, because if you can do it outside and get some sunshine, sunshine is one of the most absorbable forms of vitamin D. So you would need to have, you know, sun on your skin for approximately 20 minutes. Now, of course, we don't want to be burning our skin and things like that. But even if you can get out in the fall or the spring and just have, you know, your arm showing if you want to have sunscreen on your face and things like that. But sunshine is one of the best sources of vitamin D. But when we're looking at it from the perspective of nutrient-rich foods, we can look at different things like vitamin D-rich foods are things like eggs, fatty fish, mushrooms, some fortified foods as well. But really, if you can get it from, of course, you know, some really good natural sources. And then again, you can get it from sunshine as well. Now, the reason being too is that vitamin D, it's a pro-hormone. So what that means is that it helps to activate other hormones. So it's really important to help to activate that oxytocin production. The second nutrient is vitamin C. So vitamin C also helps to produce oxytocin. It helps to manage levels of oxytocin. I always think when we're deficient in certain vitamins and minerals, we always have to steal from somewhere else. So something else will pay the price for us not topping up on these other vitamins. So we want to make sure that we're getting adequate vitamin C. So vitamin C can be found in most fruits and vegetables. peppers, citrus fruits, tomatoes, broccoli. Of course, we can take a vitamin C supplement as well, but we really want to try to get the most supplements or there to supplement a really nutrient-rich diet. So we want to focus on getting it from our foods. The next one, nutrient-rich food, is magnesium. So magnesium is a really important mineral for oxytocin. It's really involved in our muscle and nerve function and a lot of our other processes in the body. So we've got to make sure that we've got magnesium to make sure oxytocin is functioning well. So magnesium is found in, you know, spinach, pumpkin seeds, avocados. It's also found in dark chocolate, which is why a lot of times we crave chocolate around our menstrual cycle, because chocolate has magnesium, which helps with cramping, which is very fascinating. So magnesium is fabulous too. And then the last thing that we need to, of course, have with any hormone is enough fats. Fats are the backbone of hormone production. So we want to make sure that we're getting, again, you know, we talked about with vitamin D, fatty fish, you're getting fatty fish. You're also getting the adequate dietary fat. Seeds, nuts, there's a lot of different great sources, olive oil, avocado oil. All of these foods are really great to help our body to produce oxytocin. So that is my first five. Now, before I get into my next five ways to instantly feel better, I just want to take a break for one moment because we have an amazing sponsor who we're going to share a little bit more information from.
Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutritional supplement that supports whole body health and actually tastes amazing. You see, I decided to give AG1 a try about 2 months ago or so when I noticed that all my supplements that I was taking were sitting on my counter collecting dust. You see, it wasn't that I didn't want to take them. I just couldn't remember all the time. If I had taken them, I wouldn't remember when I took them. I wouldn't remember which ones I took, which ones maybe I missed. I had so many different supplements to be taking. So I needed an easier system for me to get all my nutrients in one place. And since AG1 replaces your multivitamin, your probiotic, and more in just one simple drinkable habit, it truly makes it the easiest solution. Since starting AG1 daily, I have yet to miss a day. And even while I'm traveling, I take the travel packs and the super sleek AG1 shaker along for the road, making it so much of an easier solution for me for a grab and go. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/fitchicks. That's drinkag1.com/fitchicks and check it out today.
Okay, so let's dive into our next five ways to instantly feel better, increase our oxytocin production, and decrease stress to help with weight loss. So we talked about physical touch. We talked about nature walks. We talked about practicing gratitude and, you know, really focusing on those glimmers, which will really help to bring into your daily practice. Exercise, including yoga, swimming, strength training. We talked about nutrient-rich foods, which are foods that contain vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium, and healthy fats. So again, if you're really focusing on a variety of real whole foods, then you'll definitely be getting those adequately into your diet. So let's talk about our next five. So the next five, so I guess this would be number six, actually, is sex. So I think that sex is one of those things that we tend to not think about when we're actually thinking about our weight loss journey, our, you know, our decreasing stress. Other than lactation and bonding and what oxytocin does, women get a huge surge of oxytocin when we have an orgasm. So when it comes to sex, that could be sex with other people. It could be self-pleasure. As long as you are having an orgasm, it is a wonderful way to help you start to increase oxytocin. And the effects of the stress reduction afterwards are amazing. So get to having some happy time. It's always very good for you, especially when it comes to really making you feel better quickly. Now, number seven is massage. So I think when it comes to a self-care plan, a lot of times we think that massage is going to the spa, which is wonderful. I love going to a spa, don't get me wrong. But massage is really, really beneficial for that, again, that physical touch side of it, but also to help you relax. And we really have to think about not just increasing the oxytocin, but also really helping to combat that cortisol. So massages are really, really important for our self-care routine. We hold a lot of stress and tension in our fascia. So our fascia is essentially, think about a chicken. If you get a chicken breast that has skin on it, you know, when you peel off the skin, there is that layer of that kind of thin, see-through, stretchy membrane. I think it's a membrane. That's essentially fascia. It's this lining between our skin and our muscles, but it is an entire nerve network. So when we are physically holding onto stress in our body and our fascia is inflamed, we end up, our body is actually more stressed out. Cortisol production is higher. It's harder for us to recover. So massage is not just about going to the spa and having a day to yourself and treating yourself. It should be part of your healthcare routine. Now, again, you might not be able to afford to go to get a massage. So you could ask someone else in your family to massage you, or you can also get those massage guns if you live by yourself, where you can actually massage yourself. But the benefits are really, really, really powerful. So that's number 7. Number 8 is giving back and helping others. So I think that this is one of the most powerful things to help to really shift you into a place of rest and digest, is to take the focus off of you. So it's not just about, of course, helping others, but it, when you are constantly focused on what is going on your health journey or the stressors in your life, because we all have them in different degrees, right? And we all have different paths, so we process things differently. But it's universal that when we start focusing on others and giving back, whether it be through, you know, volunteering our time, or maybe we're making a donation, helping others, just offering, you know, an ear to listen, or if they need some help with their kids, whatever it is, bringing over some homemade muffins, of course, completing 3 homemade muffins, preferably ones that are high in vitamin D, magnesium, vitamin C, and healthy fats. But even just doing small acts of kindness, it shows that it builds that bonding hormone, right? That oxytocin release with the bonding, but also it helps to shift your perspective. And perspective is something that's not talked about a lot. Again, when it comes to stress relief, we all have 5 senses that we see things and take in information through, right? Sight, smell, taste, sound, and feel. So when we're taking in things in our lives, we all process it different based on what our perception is. So when we can start to see things from a different perspective, it can have so many benefits to our overall goals and also to our experience in life in general. So number 9 is listening to music you love. Music is so powerful. That is why it has been around for all of time. Even when people were just playing on, you know, clapping their hands or humming, music is very, very powerful for healing. So in music, if you can listen to your music and dance, whether you're cooking or you're in the kitchen or you're just, you know, when you're listening to music while you're out going for your nature walk, it just changes our state. And when we can change our state, when we can change our state from one of stress to one of positivity, the benefits are so huge. So I always say to my students and to our coaches, I'm like, it's not just about constantly talking about the exercise and the nutrition, but we also have to think about how do we create a space for ourselves and our clients that promotes living a life that is in line with our goals. So that means creating a positive environment, and music can be so, so powerful. So whether it's your favorite songs, you've got your power anthems. I always love a power anthem. You know, those songs, we all have them that just make us feel good. I love me some sappy ballads. Don't get me wrong, but in this context, we don't want songs that make us feel sad, that make us want to cry, that make us think about, you know, hard things. We want to listen to the songs that uplift us. So find that, get a playlist for yourself, for your clients, ask them to make their power anthem playlist. It's their own pump up songs. Let's think about when they go out into a boxing ring and they play the pump up song. I want all of you to have that and your clients to have that too. And then our last one, number 10, is following your passion. So this is something that I truly believe is a secret sauce. It is your Energizer Bunny battery that will recharge you. When you are doing things that you are passionate about, when you wake up with a purpose and a passion that is bigger than you, that you have a goal you're working towards, which is why I am such a goal pusher. everyone I know, whether it be in the academy or my personal life, my husband, my family, I'm always like, what are your goals? What are you working on right now? What are your goals? Because I think that we all need something that we're working towards, not something we're going to use against ourselves to make us feel like we're not good enough right now. That's not the purpose of goals. And I've done a lot of podcasts about goals, so you can go back and listen to those. But it's really about following what it is that you want to do, what calls you, what lights you up. You know, I know the women that are in Fit Chicks Academy that are in our certifications, they're there because they're so passionate about health and wellness and fitness and helping other people, that for them, it's their calling. And if they're not there honing that craft and getting certified so they can go out and work with other people, it just for them would feel like there's always something missing. So find your passion, follow it, no matter what happens, right? If your passion is painting, if your passion is health and fitness, come join Fit Chicks Academy. If your passion is writing or dancing or, you know, just doing something that lights you up that you don't even have to tell anybody else about, make sure that you're doing something with your life that is passionate, because honestly, it makes everything so much easier. That feeling I talked about at the beginning where you feel like you're constantly pushing a boulder up a hill goes away, because you wake up and even when it's hard, you feel like, no, but I'm doing this because I know, A, I will get there if I don't quit. That's the only way we don't get somewhere is if we quit. And B, that I'm doing something I love, even if I'm not at the place that I want to be yet. So those are our top 10 ways to instantly feel better, to produce that oxytocin, to promote the love hormone, to help reduce stress, and of course, to help with weight loss. So I really hope and encourage all of you to create your own self-care plan. Those are just 10 things. You don't have to do all 10 of them. If you can just pick one of them and commit to the next 7 to 28 days to implementing it as a priority. So again, maybe it's going for a nature walk every single day, or, you know, 3 times a week, whatever it is for you, where you're at your fitness level and that works with your schedule. Or maybe it's that you're going to challenge yourself to hug your family more or hug your dog more. Whatever it is, pick one and go all in on it for the next 7 to 28 days. And I promise you, you are going to feel so much better and you're going to see such a difference in other areas in your life. Okay, everybody, that was our podcast for today. Make sure to go and check out fitchicksacademy.com. We have our certifications. We're opening up enrollment for our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach Certification, which starts on October 31st. We have early bird enrollment that's going to be starting. So if you know that this is your next step, you want to make sure that you are checking that out, because there's going to be some amazing bonuses and early bird rates that are happening right now. Okay, everybody, have an amazing day and I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.
Thank you so much for listening. Of course, if you loved today's episode, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a review so we can continue to spread the healthy love. Also, make sure you check out fitchicksacademy.com for upcoming details on our certification programs and other workshops and offers. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week for Fit Chicks Chat.